Hey guys, this is Sarah Crawford, and you're listening to my top 10 favorite albums from 2009. And you're also listening to my very first podcast ever, so that's fun. The reason that I wanted to do this as a podcast instead of a blog was so that I could play some tracks for you guys and share the music, you know, in a legal fashion. So, we're going to get right to it. The first track, okay, I said top 10 albums, but I really am going to play you 11 tracks because the first album, it's not really an album, it's really a compilation. So I'm giving it the title of Honorable Mention. And that is the Twilight Saga New Moon soundtrack. Now, you guys can bitch all you want about the sparkly vampires and the cheesy dialogue and whatever, but if you like music at all, especially like today's indie music and what's going on today, you really have to love the soundtrack because there are so many good artists on there. There's Tom York, Leggy Lee, Grizzly Bear, Muse. I mean, it's just, it's incredible. So check it out. And on that note, I'm going to play for you Hearing Damage by Tom York.
We'll be right back.
was Hearing Damage by Thom Yorke from the New Moon soundtrack. And for number 10, I have the album Swoon by Silver Sun Pickups. All right, I loved this album. The first time I listened to it, it kind of felt like I was listening to an old Pumpkins album, like when I was in high school. I mean, it's emotional, it's catchy, it's a genuine, solid rock album. And to me, it kind of feels like a throwback to these great grunge and alternative albums from the 90s, but at the same time, it still sounds relevant to what's going on today. So this is a track from Swoon. This is It's Nice to Know You Work Alone.
you work alone. It's nice to know you work alone.
All right, so my number 9 favorite album of 2009 is Lost Channels by Great Lake Swimmers. This is a Canadian band, and they're based out of Toronto. And I was a fan of theirs, but when I heard this album, I was just completely blown away. And the thing that I liked most about it is how every song was just really well constructed, really well thought out. Everything, every single piece of the song is there for a reason, and Tony Decker is just an amazing songwriter. So the track that I'm going to play for you is called Pulling on a Line, and I swear I had this song stuck in my head for weeks. So, all right, this is Great Lake Swimmers. Was a really great year for music. I mean, what a way to end the decade. And I just want to say, I know I've left out a lot of really great albums, but these 10 are the ones that I had on repeat in my CD player for months and months on end. And that is especially true of this next album on my list, which is Ain't Too Bright by the Electric Owls. This album is everything you want in an indie album. It's innovative, it's unique, and it's all topped off with some southern twang because Electric Owls are from Asheville, North Carolina. So here's the song Us Weekly by the Electric Owls. Now, you'll probably notice I haven't really been saying all that much about these albums. I really like reading about music. I read music blogs all the time. I read Paste magazine. I read music reviews. But really, I just think there's nothing that I can say that will be more effective than me just playing a song for someone. So this podcast isn't really about me giving you a review of these albums. This is really just me saying, oh my god, I'm really excited about this awesome music and I want to play it for you. So on that note, my number 7 favorite album is Fantasies by Metric. And they were recently in Atlanta and I didn't go see them because I didn't know about the show. I didn't even know who they were at that point. But then I heard about this show from several different people, so I decided to go pick up a copy of their new album. And it was one of those moments where you put a CD in, and right away from the first listen to the very first track, you know you're gonna love it. So this is Metric with Help I'm Alive.
Still I'm alive. My-
like a hammer.
That was Metric with Help I'm Alive off of Fantasies. And next on my list is number 6, Elvis Perkins and Deerland. And this is their self-titled album. I first saw these guys at the Variety Playhouse this past summer in Atlanta, and they were opening for Bon Iver. And usually when there's an opening act, most people aren't really paying attention or really getting into it. But everyone was just completely captivated by this band. And the album is just as good as the live performance was, because it manages to capture the passion that Elvis Perkins has in his songwriting. And it's really a fun album. There's a lot of fun, a lot of great instrumentation and percussion and trumpets. But it's also, at times, it can be a heartbreaking album. There's a lot of just raw emotion in this album. So this song is called Chains, Chains, Chains.
Whose eyes are those too fair to be? But the night and day's clothes speak, speak it, I beg. If you know it, just say it plain. The rains, what thing is this at my feet, at my heart, at my wrist? If you know anything, I'll have to insist that you explain. Chains, 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 chains. Thank you.
Up next is my number 5 favorite album, and that's The Resistance by Muse. I listened to this album once or twice when it first came out, and I really liked it. But as soon as I heard that it was a musical retelling of the book 1984 by George Orwell, I went back and listened to it again, and I just really connected with it. This album is a really great concept album, and it really tells a story. It's very epic at times, too, but it's epic in a way that's accessible, I think. So for Muse, we have the track Resistance.
Be wrong.
my number four favorite album of 2009 is Far by Regina Spektor. I definitely wore this album out when it first came out. It was in my CD player all of the time. And it's really goofy and weird in that fun kind of Regina Spektor way. But also, she's a phenomenal pianist, and she's also an incredible lyricist. So I really enjoyed it. And this song that I'm going to play for you is called Folding Chair. And it's my favorite on the album because only Regina Spektor could make dolphin noises in a song and have it work.
Your folding chair next to me. My feet are buried in the sand, and there's a breeze. There's a shadow, you can't see my eyes. And the sea is just a wetter version of the skies. Let's get a silver bullet trailer and have a baby boy. I'll safety pin his clothes all cool, and you'll graffiti up his ties. I got a perfect body, but sometimes I forget. I got a perfect body, 'cause my eyelashes catch my sweat. Yes, they do.
Next, we have Grizzly Bear with Facademist. I think I pronounced that right. Which is funny because I've been listening to this album all year and I never really figured out the exact correct way to pronounce it, but whatever. Anyway, I also got the opportunity to see Grizzly Bear live this year, and it was hands down the best show I saw all year. And I'm going to play 2 Weeks is the track that I'm going to play for you guys. And I especially love this song because it also has Victoria Legrand from Beach House as a guest vocalist. And I love her. and I'm really excited. So I'm going to play the song. Grizzly Bear with 2 weeks, and next on the list is my number two favorite album, which is Up From Below by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. When this album came out, I popped it into my CD player, and I was driving out to Paulding County, and the CD started playing, and I was just giddy. I mean, I was so excited about it. This album, it just reminds me of everything I love about 60s music, but it's so much more than a throwback album because it brings the whole energy that bands like The Doors and Jefferson Airplane had into a sort of modern context. And it just, it combines a little bit of everything. There's a little bit of just everything in this album. It's like the 60s energy, and you know, at times it feels like you're in a Western, and sometimes it feels like you're in a shoegaze album, and then sometimes it makes you want to join a hippie commune and run around with, like, flowers in your hair. Plus, it's just badass. So, here's 40 Day Dream by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
Must be alive. Bye bye.
right. Well, my number one favorite album of 2009 is called Conditions by The Temper Trap. And this is an Australian band, and this is their debut album. I first heard about them on the 500 Days of Summer soundtrack, and then I went and got a copy of Conditions, and the whole album just amazed me. The vocals are so piercing and soulful, and then you put them on top of this incredibly melodic guitar. It's just every track on this album flows together so well, and it's just the whole album is so full of hope and loss and longing, and it makes me want to use a lot of exclamation points. So, from The Temper Trap, this is Sweet Disposition. That's it for me, and that was my top 10 favorite albums of 2009. Again, my name is Sarah Crawford, and my website is sarahcrawford.net. And you just listened to my first podcast ever. So thanks a lot. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening.